praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he's good. We praise your name. Oh, God, your praise. Lord, you're good. Oh, we worship you, Lord, this morning. We sing, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Oh, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
good. Amen. Father, we are thankful that you are God. Where would we be without you? You've made our lives make sense. You've been the God who's kept us. Oh, if the enemy of our soul had his way, Lord God, we will not be here. All the evil things he thinks of doing, and every time he comes empty-handed, because none of his plans are working. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to frustrate Satan and all his cohorts. You continue to frustrate the forces of darkness as you keep us in your perfect peace, because our minds are stayed on you. We give you praise, Father, that you are our keeper, our provider, our healer, our peace, our joy. The very essence of our life is in you. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. Blessed be your holy name, good God. Good God you are, and surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's so good to see you all this wonderful evening. And it's just a joy to know that we have a God who cares about us. Wow. You know, the Bible talks about Daniel being put in the lion's den, and God made lockjaw of their joy, of the joys of these lions, and they couldn't eat. They went on a fast as long as Daniel was there. It was a forced fast. It was called a Daniel's fast for the lions. Hallelujah. Oh, I like that one. Thank you, Jesus. Daniel's fast. But when those who threw him there were thrown there, they didn't hit the ground. They didn't hit the ground. They were devoured. You know, when you think of it, if the enemy had his way, we'll be like those guys. We won't hit the ground. But God, just like he frustrated those lions, keeps on frustrating Satan and all his cohorts. He will not win a battle when it comes to you. Amen. He will not win a battle when it comes to us as God's people. We find true security in God. We are secure in him because he is the God who goes ahead of us, is with us, and behind us. You know, many times when we hear the word of God, we'll hear things like, your better days are ahead of you. That's not true. Because yesterday was ahead of today. I am not going to keep on pursuing the better days that are ahead of you. There's got to be some time when you arrive at those better days. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And I believe that, yes, while it is true that the better days are ahead of you, that you've already started stepping in those better days. And every day, God keeps on wowing you and I, because we thought it couldn't get better than yesterday. Hallelujah. Oh, wow, look at what's happening today. And when we get to the future of the next second, we say, how did it get better than that? Because God has many ways of doing the extraordinary for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Some say, I have stepped into my better days, and God is making my better yet, and making my better the best, and making the best even better, because there is no end to the goodness of God for my life. If you receive that, shout hallelujah 3 times. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Well, this morning, what a joy it was to share the time of the word with a dear son. I grew up in this house. It was a good interview to interview Jared this morning. And within a few minutes, pour out so much. And that was the purpose of the Lord asking me to do those interviews, because each person is going to pour out so much in just a few minutes. And then I just take one thread of it and work with it. And that's basically what's been happening. And we are going to have all kinds of other people. God is, oh wow, you just spoke to me about somebody. Okay, I will do that, Lord. Oh, thank you. Let me write it down before I forget the instruction. Wow, okay. Interesting. Wow. That is good, Father, thank you. Oh, Jesus, I give you praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mandoro bo shakata tabasontele de keshukaya. Reba la babo shante tebo sokoto lebra sakahe. Rata sokote shandere baso kete lebato sheke de matasakahe tebashaye. I give you praise, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Okay. Anyhow. God wants us. That's funny. I want to say God wants us to be focused and that's hilarious. The Holy Spirit is and that sounded so much. When I was getting the information, I was saying to the Lord in my spirit, I said, couldn't you have told me about this earlier before? But it's all right. It's all right. It's a good thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about focus. We talked about being disciplined, not being quitters, being strengthened in our inner man. Paul tells us that. In fact, in the book of Ephesians, he took time to tell us what kind of prayers he was praying. He says, in verse 12, he says, in whom, Ephesians 3, 12 that is, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that he faint not at my tribulations, he says, for you, which is your glory. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened. Hallelujah. That God will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Why? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. If you're not strengthened, you cannot handle God. Imagine the God of the universe who reigns in every realm. And if you were to see our Milky Way, our galaxy, and you see the earth, it will be like a dot. This whole planet that we will fly for hours will be like a dot, a pin dot. And that's just in our galaxy, not other galaxies. That God who possesses every realm, every galaxy, is God, not just in the earth. He's God in every realm there is. There was none before him, and there is none like him. We're not trying to make him bigger than he is. Imagine that God living inside of you. The world that you are in, this big world, that you can feel this, even just this house, by yourself. That God coming to live inside of you. Know how incredible that is? It's mind-boggling. So God has to strengthen you. Hallelujah. God doesn't want us to be the weak link. Our God is going to have to do or accomplish in us by faith things that we cannot comprehend in our natural mind. But we need to talk about it by saying what God is saying so that there can be a manifestation of it. And sometimes when I'm talking about some things, I think, now, you, what did you drink this morning? what are you talking about? That is beyond natural. But you got to talk about it because that's where God is at. Hallelujah. I am not going to be the weak link. Praise God. Because God is going to infill me, take possession of me, so that I can be everything that he says he is. Not what I think he is, everything that he is, according to the riches of his glory. What is that? God is saying, there's no end to me. I'm glorious, and I am glorious, glorious, and I'm still glorious, and I keep on being glorious. I can't stop being glorious. Because he's the one who holds everything together. And as we're talking right now, science tells us that the world is still expanding. Why? Because we've got a God who keeps on going. He cannot peak. God who doesn't want me to peak. It's not going to peak. Hallelujah. He's so big, he has to look down to see the things that are in heaven. Wow. What an awesome God we serve. And here we are, still making God look like Pee Wee Herman. He says, no, you got to change your mind. Change your mind. You can't be the weak link. I'm going to strengthen you in your inner man. Now, I don't want you to think I watch movies all the time. The thing is, I get information, even if it is for 3 minutes, I get the necessary information that I need, and it's filed somewhere, and one day I bring it. I remember when Mama and I first came, there was a show on television, and there's this guy, an English drama piece, science fiction, and there was a telephone booth. It was called Doctor Who. It's a very appropriate name, Doctor Who. And he's battling with all this stuff out there. But the interesting thing about this particular show was that he comes into this telephone booth, and the telephone booth is so is big on the inside. Well, you and I are like that. We're like that telephone booth. You are bigger than you think. Look at a demonized man. A legion came out of him. A legion came out of him. And it was just one little man. You know what a legion is? That's 6,000. 6,000. So one person, this is how big you are. One person, the Bible talks about Mary Magdalene having 7 demons inside of her. 7 demons. How big are you on the inside? Did you know that you, on the inside, if we go through your eyes right now and we look inside of you, there's more distance inside of you. Let me just put it in a simplified way. The distance inside of you, and that's a fraction of it, further than from here to the sun. We're talking science now. The wiring inside of you, everything inside, the distance from here to the sun, and that's just a fraction. Don't want to blow our minds now, or else I'll be using the screen and shooting. But this is not a science class. You are wonderfully and fearfully made of God. Hallelujah. And that God who made you and I, perfect for his eternal purposes. Glory be to God. There's more to you than you think. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, your mind is complex. Your eyes, the eyes that you have right there, how complicated those eyes are. all the things that those eyes are doing like that. There's no camera created by man that can mimic it. And somebody comes, wakes up one morning and says, evolution. Evolution. Evolution made those eyes. No, you're more complicated. Nobody can understand you. Because ultimately, God is the one who understands you to the full. He reads you. And the devil cannot get it. The only thing the devil knows is what you tell him. It's what you show to him. That's all he knows. He cannot read you. He has no MasterCard to your life. So, Pastor, why are you telling me all of this? I'm saying all of this to you and I because I want us to understand that the God who created you very special and made it possible that you and I not be the weak link. Praise God. There's nothing weak about you. There's nothing weak about me. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And God says, if we just believe that, if we believe God, nothing shall be impossible to us. Nothing. I'm excited about what God is going to do for us. How he's going to help us fulfill our divine mandate. Mama and I were coming to church this morning, and it's like they say, it was raining cats and dogs, but I didn't see them, but it was heavy. It was just pow, pow, pow. And we were close by. I said, well, it's raining, but this rain is not supposed to be landing on me and messing up my clothes. So rain, you know what you got to do. Stop. Stop it. No sooner did I say that, it quieted down. And we came inside. They brought an umbrella anyway, just in case. But I didn't need no umbrella. Because God heard what I had requested. I'm saying to you today that our trust is not to be on horses and chariots, but that we remember the Lord our God. And in remembering him, notice this statement, some trust in horses and in chariots. But we will remember. It should just say, we will trust. That will make sense. It says, but we will remember. Psalm 20 and verse 7. Yeah? We will remember. God wants you to remember the name of the Lord, our God. Remember his name. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, God, my righteousness. Makedesh, the God who sanctified me. He's Jehovah Shammah, the God who is there. Shalom, God, my peace. Rohi, My shepherd, my good shepherd, Rophe, my healer. So remember that. Remember that I'm God, your healer. Remember that I'm God, your shepherd. When things, life seems confused, remember. Don't place your faith in horses and in chariots, the natural things. But those natural things, a horse, natural. God created it. God is saying, place your faith in the one who made it all. Not on things. Remember something I said to us last week or the week before? That everything is spiritual, right? But we said, though, that we are not practicing animism, which says everything has a spirit. God does not deny that everything has a spirit. He's just saying, I don't want you worshiping the lesser things. We are in a different level together. I created you in my image and likeness. If I wanted you to be a tree, I would have made you a tree. As, come on here, come here. Start acting like your father. God wants me to think differently. Remember the name of the Lord. El Elyon. El Shaddai. Remember that. Remember that. No matter what you're going through, remember the Ancient of Days, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember him. The God who parted the seas, remember him. The God who got water out of the rock, remember him. The God who fed the multitudes with manna and with quail, who caused their shoes not to be undersized or wear out, the clothes. You know, those guys went to sleep with their clothes, woke up, and the clothes grew with them. They didn't have a fabric store to go to in the wilderness. Nobody was telling them thread and needle. Their clothes grew with them. Shoes grew with them. He's the same. He is the same. The God who caused four lepers to be walking and the enemy heard multitudes coming, took off and left everything they brought there, who made them bring their gold and their silver and their everything to the battleground. Who does that but God? And you think for one moment he doesn't know your situation? Think again. Hallelujah. Think again. He's a faithful God. Praise the Lord. In 2 Kings, chapter 2, tell this quick story, and maybe that will be it for tonight. In 2 Kings chapter 2, two men are walking together. One is Elijah, the other one is Elisha. Elijah is an older man. And it was time for him to cross over. He's walking with Elijah. And the Bible says, and it came to pass when the Lord will take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Gilgal is a place of circumcision, is a place of the rolling stone. They were living there, and Elijah says, stay here. Stay here, it's a good place. You're circumcised. You're on the move. It's all right to stay here. Because the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Bethel, Beth house, El, God. Bethel is the house of God. Bethel is the place where Jacob was at, and he's running away from his brother. And he comes to this place and finds his stone, he's tired, and he makes the stone his pillow. And he has a dream, and he sees a ladder and angels ascending and descending. It's important to take note of that. The angels were ascending and descending. It starts out with ascending first. That means they were already there. He wakes up and says, wow, God is here, and I didn't know it. He didn't know that his father had been there before. Sacrifice there. There was an altar there. You know this street here called Main Street? Revival has been here before. We're not here by accident. This city has known the power, the revival power of God before. God has moved here before. This city happens to be at the center of this continent. The center of our country. God has to do something right here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anyway, that's out of the point. Let's keep on going. Thank you, Father, for that message. He says, stay here in Bethel, the house of God. It's great. Wow. Okay, I will do that. Elisha said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I'm not called to a place. I'm called to be with a person. And I'm committed to you. And I'm not staying here in Bethel. Okay. Word of God says that the sons of the prophets, this is like a training school, like a seminary. These are young men being raised up as prophets, receiving a grace on their lives to be a voice for God in the land. It says, and the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel, the house of God, came to Elijah and said to him, we have a prophetic word. So what is it? He says, knowest thou, do you know, that the Lord is going to take away thy master from thy head today? In other words, Elijah, that is Lord over you, speaking into your life, God is going to take him off today. And he says, yeah, I know it. Shh, hold your peace. Elijah doesn't help. Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here, stay here. I prayed for the Lord had sent me to Jericho. I'm supposed to go to Jericho now. You don't have to come, just stay here. I'm going to Jericho. Jericho, that is the place that the children of Israel arrived at first. That was the first fruit of God in the promised land. Jericho, the word means a fragrant place, place where the fragrance of God's blessings emanates from. He says, I'm going to Jericho. You stay here in Bethel. And he says, as the Lord liveth and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So the boat came to Jericho. Elijah keeps on telling him to stay. But the man keeps on saying, no, I'm not staying, I'm going with you. So they come to Jericho. This fly wants to die. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elijah. It's another second. In the mouth of two or three witnesses. I don't know if you're with me yet. There's nothing wrong with Gilgal. There's nothing wrong with Bethel. There is nothing wrong with Jericho. He has a word from God, from the sons of the prophets, people that should be in the know. If they want the assault, stay here, chill. No. Comes to Jericho. No. If you stay stuck where other people have taken root and taken ground, you will always be the one who just came. Because the other people have roots and connections, relationships. Every one of us need to find our niche in God. Find your niche, that particular place that God wants you to take your rightful place in. Because you are committed to the one that God called you to. You never break rank from the one that God has called to be a father in your life if you are going to have whatever that father has. The greater message is this: you never break rank with the Lord who called you. No matter what he offers you. I remember, it's more than a decade now, the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, you don't have to be in Winnipeg. Anywhere you want to go, I will bless you there. Anywhere. Just choose it. I will bless you there. Forget this Winnipeg. You're giving them so much and they're not receiving it. Come, let's go. I stopped. And I said to the Lord, I said, thanks, but no thanks. What do you mean, thanks, but no thanks? Let's go. Anywhere. Wherever you want to go. I said, Lord, you said you were going to do certain things in Winnipeg. I'm not going anywhere until I see and experience what you said. I stay here, blessing or no blessing, I stay here to see what you want to do, your will, your kingdom come, your will done in the earth. No matter what the challenge is, I want to be in the place where you said you're going to do something. Praise the Lord. That was my challenge. Oh, believe me. If you see the things that God does as we go through the nations, you will ask the question, what are you doing here? I remember my spiritual father came and I was driving him to the airport. Because I don't let nobody else drive Papa. No, not when my Papa is in town. I'm going to be on that wheel driving him. I'm not going to get that big that I will not drive him. And as we're driving, he says, son, does Winnipeg have any clue, any idea of what they've got here in you? It came out of nowhere. I just kept my mouth shut. What am I going to say? What do you say? When the prophet is speaking, I remember him saying, oh, son, buy land. Exact instruction. He says, buy land because the time is going to come that you're going to blow up. And those are not exact words. That's my paraphrase. And they're going to want to sell land to you at very high prices because you're going to be so loaded. I want to see all of those things because I know it is the truth. Hallelujah. So when I'm going through financial pressure and the offerings are way at the bottom, even a new church that just started will have better offering than that. I say, hallelujah, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. God, look at what you're going to do with this amount. Incredible things. And hey, look at the incredible things he keeps on doing. It's not by might nor power, but by the Spirit of God. Elijah, I'm not going nowhere. So they come. It says, Elijah said, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. Meanwhile, this young, classy prophet in Jericho saying, hey man, your big guy is going to die today. What are you doing with this old man? The new stuff is here. We've got lights. We've got this. And we're having a great time here. There's a revival here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are you following this old man? They cross over. So then the 50 men of the sons of the prophets went. 50 men. That's a good number. And they stood to view afar off. And the two stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together. Whack! Strikes the water. And the waters were divided hither and thither, so that they went over on dry ground. They crossed over. I know you've seen the picture. Jordan, Jericho. Jericho, Jordan. They cross from the other side of the Jordan when they were coming in to Jericho. Now they've come to Jericho, and it looks like what? They're going backwards. They're going away from the promised land. They're going to the land of Og and Sihon. The kings, the long-necked kings that were cut off. What is God doing? God is taking them back to the place where there used to be a stronghold of darkness, where monitoring spirits were operational, trying to resist them from coming into the promises of God. And Elijah is saying, I've experienced this, but there is greater. Hello? There is greater. And God is looking for men and women who are going to believe him for the greater. And if God is going to bring you to that place where you experience the greater, he's going to have to pull you back. Because he wants to shoot you further. We are arrows in the hands of God. God keeps on pulling back. Wait a minute. Listen. I hope you're getting this. There is absolutely no reason for Elijah to go to the other side. If God wants to take him, he can take him in Bethel. He could have taken him at Gilgal. He could have taken him in Jericho. Could have taken him right there in the Jordan. But God took him all the way to the other side. Guess what? On the other side are two kingdoms that are part of Israel. There's two tribes that did not cross over with them into the promised land and turned the place where King Og and Sihon were lords, turned it to promised land. And all Moses said to them is, listen, okay, you want to stay here? You can stay here. But you have to cross over with the rest of the family and go fight with them over there and make sure that they get their possessions too. Remember this? So this is God putting everything together. Takes him to the place where the others were. Because God is not going to leave anyone by himself. Everybody needs to be in this together. And I believe that there is a gathering by the Spirit of the living God of a people that God has picked out for himself to be a kingdom of priests. They are coming from all nations of the earth. God is gathering sons and daughters that are going to do extraordinary things in this last of the last days because they are not committed to what is right now. They want what can be. What can be? Men who are dreaming dreams, seeing visions, coming up with ideas. If you think that the church has seen its better days, oh, you got something else coming. There are messages that have not been preached yet because we've not experienced what will bring about those messages. But now God is prying open and saying something is coming. You know, it's like kids. You know, you give them a gift and it doesn't matter how beautiful the wrapper is. Wrapper is going off because I'm going to see what's inside this box. Hallelujah. We are in that place where we are. Then we get to the stuff and dumping everything. It's a mess. We want to get to the real deal. Jesus, our Lord, said, the works that I did and do, you shall do also. And we are not letting go. We want to see what God has been hiding in secret. Hallelujah. He said, nothing that is hidden shall be kept secret. You're hiding it, it shall be broadcasted in a mountaintop, in a housetop. We are going to have a new broadcast. It's a broadcast of the Lordship of Jesus Christ like we've never experienced before. Hallelujah. And the first thing that needs to get off of our minds is the fear of man. We are not going to be timid people. We're going to be a voice that speaks loud and clear the words of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They crossed over. And when they did, Elijah says, what shall I do for you? You've been hanging on. You won't let go. I tried to shake you off at Gilgal. You didn't bite. Tried at Bethel. You didn't bite. You had a good group that you could be part of there. And you didn't bite. We come to Jericho, you still didn't bite. Okay, now we've crossed over to the other side. What do you want? You have to have something on your mind. What do you want? Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Let a double portion of thy spirit, a double portion of you. I want a double portion of you, what's in you, your essence. I want double of it. Yeah. Look at it. If this is all I have, You're asking me for double of this? If I had double of this, won't I be using it already? I said something to us, the beginning, the early parts of this message, about God, God's glory, and God's glory is still expanding. I said something to us this morning. If you married and you are here, you are linked up with your spouse, but your spouse keeps on going, but you're stuck here, and he's over there, you're separated. And that's the reason a lot of marriages fall apart. One of those two is growing, and the other isn't growing. You met on the street with your grade 12, and now one of you is gone, has got a bachelor's degree, and gone and got a master's degree, and gone and got a doctorate degree, and you still think he's going to be hanging around with the high schoolers? No. His relationships are changing. And before you know it, you're going to feel lost in the relationship. You're not thinking the same way anymore. And that's why we all need to grow together. God keeps on going, and God saying, hey, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck with, I'm speaking in tongues. We are beyond speaking in tongues. Excuse me? That's where I got you started. Did you know that on the day of Pentecost, that they were not even baptized? The Bible says they were filled with the Holy Ghost. That's not baptism, that's just getting filled. And God is calling the church to baptism. God is calling every one of us to baptism. It's a place where God is in full control of your life. And the Spirit of God, having taken charge, is taking you into realms of grace and favor in Him. I've been sharing for a long time now, but don't take that and think I'm going to stop now. Hallelujah. So I want a double portion of Thy Spirit upon me. And he said, Elijah says, you're asking a hard thing. You're asking a very hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me being taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. In other words, if you stay disciplined and focused, you get it. Because this, you're asking a hard thing. You're asking a hard thing. And I remember sharing this word many years ago and asked the question, hard for whom? Hard for Elijah or hard for Elisha? And you think that God was going to make it easier. Because it's important, one of the capacities that you and I must have is a capacity to be focused, to be disciplined and focused. If God is going to partner with us efficiently, you cannot be distracted. Jesus set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem. You cannot allow distractions. So they go says, if you see me going, you get it. If you don't see me, all this walking and following me is for naught. I'm sure enough what happens. We used to have a cabinet in here that had a statuette of Elijah and Elisha and the chariots of fire. The Bible says, and it came to pass as they went, still went on and talked, the chatting, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire. Just think about it. Chariots of fire. Horses of fire. Who's seen that before? And where do these amazing things come? It says, and parted them, both asunder. Came right between them. They're both talking, and here comes, boom, right there. Elisha is over there. Elijah is over here. What will the natural mind be looking at? Wow! Elijah, look! And Elijah will be gone. You know, when we depict this scene, the average believer says Elijah was taken up to heaven with the chariots of fire. No. So why were these things here? Distraction. Oh no, God won't do that. No, God, come on. God won't bring a chariot of fire and chariots, horses of fire to separate them. After all, God wants Elisha to have the double portion, doesn't he? Yes, he wants it. But he wants him to qualify for it by being focused. There is a place in God that you and I have to qualify for. There's a whole host of places where you don't need to be qualified for because God qualifies you for it. But there is the place where your discipline and your focus must bring you to. My prayer tonight is this, that God help us to be strengthened in our inner man so that we can be possessors of the God life in the realm and places where God operates from, not your natural mind. A place chosen for the great ones. You've heard me say it before. Not everybody that's in church is going to be the bride of Christ. Not everyone. We've got to have tell you the place of perfection, the perfection that comes about because we lose the wrinkles, we lose the spots, we lose the blemishes, because he's coming for a bride that has no spots, blemishes, or wrinkles. He's coming for those who are sold out to him. Sold out. They don't let anything interfere with their place in God. I refuse to betray my relationship with God because of money, things, people, circumstances, luxury, lack of luxury, whatever. Nothing is going to be between me and God, because my focus is onto Him, the author and the finisher of my faith. He says, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by what? A whirlwind. Not a chariot, a whirlwind. He didn't climb into the chariot. He went up by whirlwind. God said in verse 1 that He was going to take him up with a whirlwind. Guy is going. But Elijah's eyes are not on the chariots. No. He refused that. His eyes are on the Lord. Lord's prophet, Elijah. And as he takes off, the Bible says, he cried out, "My Father! My Father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more, and took hold of his own clothes. This is important. He took his own clothes and rips them into pieces. And he takes the mantle of Elijah that fell from Elijah and went back, stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" I got the mantle. Where are you, God? I got him. Now I want you, God. That's the double portion. The double portion was God. God, I don't want a gift. Gift, I know. I want beyond a gift. I want to be God possessed. I believe that we are going to have that again. The Lord says, John the Baptist came with the same spirit like Elijah. He says that, and this John the Baptist, he's the greatest prophet that has lived. But this is the catcher. It says, but the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist, who came in the likeness of Elijah. Can you imagine what God wants to do with our lives? If the least of us will be greater. Rise with me. I want you and I to cry out to the Lord and say, God, you got to do something with my life. What I've got is not enough. It is good, but it's not enough, because there's so much more to you than what I'm experiencing right now. And I know you can use my life, because your grace is sufficient. Pray. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Harabo shandele bata hakatashike. Rebalato sontele mata hakatiko. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, do for your people, for your church, for your sons and your daughters, great and mighty things that are not explainable, not fathomable, beyond anything that we can ever imagine. Father, help us, O God, to be faithful, committed people, O God, totally sold out and surrendered to you. We trust in you, we believe you, and we know that we can be all that you say we can be, because the grace to do so is in you. You are the Christ living in us. And the life that we now live, we live by your faith. The Son of God, who's loved us forever, for all eternity. We're not relying on ourselves. We rely on you. And we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord, we are right now in the days that you will do extraordinary things through men and women that will dumbfound all creation, because we are what creation has been waiting to experience, the manifestations of the sons of God. I declare today, I am the Son, the manifested Son of the Most High God. So are your people hearing my voice right now. They, everyone, transformed to experience you, O God, in extraordinary ways. Blessed be your holy name. We receive the mantle of men and women that you've raised up in the days past, the mantle even of our Lord. But Lord, O God, we say, come, possess us. Possess us, because we are strengthened in our inner man. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just stay with me. Stay with me. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye been rooted and grounded in love, Ephesians 3:18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. And this is the clincher, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what it's all about. To be filled with the fullness of God. Say this with me. Lord, let it now be unto me according to thy word. Let this prayer of Paul be answered by your manifestation in my life. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. If you've not release your offering. This is the time for you to do so. And please be reminded about the announcements that we have for this week. Next Sunday is the 5th, and it's a very special Sunday. Sunday morning and Sunday evening, they are both special meetings. So next Sunday evening will be, the service will be at 6:30, not at 7. You don't want to miss those two services. Do everything within the power and grace that God has given to you to be in the house, to participate, and trust God, because He's pouring us into the image of His dear Son. We will be that church that will manifest His glory. Amen? Praise the Lord. Love you all. Celebrate the goodness of God. Do listen to the announcement. And that is it for tonight. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you were blessed by the word spoken and that God will continue to bless you throughout the week.